Consider a date in the not-too-distant future. It might be just another October Saturday evening in Montana. Maybe people were enjoying their purchases from the local farmer's market. Perhaps the local football team is playing under the lights in front of a sold-out crowd. Possibly folks across Montana were returning from a weekend hunting or camping trip with their friends and family. And perhaps a public radio station was in the middle of an early weekend pledge, a day seemingly with nothing out of the ordinary.
And we can't thank you enough for all your calls of support.
Well, we're spending another Saturday on our station coming on the air to ask for your support.
We hope you appreciate all of the outstanding programming we have on our show and that you'll continue to be a member.
And to say thanks for your pledge of support, we have the best of the best, tote bags.
If you're looking for something to bag up all of the veggies you've picked up at the farmer's market, you'll enjoy these double-stitched tote bags with our logo right on the side. Isn't that right, Will?
That's right, Annie. Lots of different colors of tote bags from us to you. Just a special way for us to say thanks. And we've raised another $1,000. Let's celebrate.
Wow. And another programming choice you'll be thankful for is our award-winning news department. Let's listen to what's coming up on tonight's newscast.
Coming up, we'll have the latest in statewide news, but we'll also have an interesting report from above the big sky. Researchers at Montana State University in Bozeman have been monitoring new explosions of the long-dormant volcanoes on the planet Mars. We'll have that report on this evening's news. We hope you'll join us.
Well, who knew that there were active volcanoes on Mars? I heard that they were dormant. Unlike the support for our station that we're experiencing this evening, we hope that you'll join us too.
And don't forget the opportunity to pick up a beautiful tote bag.
Now, we have all sorts of programs that we're sure that you'll appreciate. And that's not all.
Wait a second. Apparently we're going to be going to a great quick breaking news update.
Oh, okay.
You know, you cannot get any better coverage than from our reporters.
They work so hard and they have so many great contacts. That's what makes the station so unique.
And what makes you listeners so happy that you'll want to support us during this pledge drive.
No, they're waving at us. We'd better go to that breaking news update before they get upset.
Because that's the kind of outstanding news people we have on this station. Let's hear what they have to say.
And don't forget the tote bags.
Thank you. This is news reporter Sandy Wells. We have a breaking news update out of our Great Falls Bureau. Residents of North Central Montana have been calling the station with reports of streaks across the sky. Even on this night with a full moon, there have been bright flashes of light that have been getting the attention of folks. We have a specialist on our solar system and university professor Pete Peterson joining us now to discuss the phenomenon. Thanks for joining us, Professor.
Well, glad to be here.
Well, Professor, you've read some of the reports and you've heard the stories now. What do you think folks in North Central Montana are seeing?
Well, it could be a piece of space junk from a satellite that's been lost in orbit. Or perhaps our planet is seeing an increase in meteors this year. Some of the meteors might be a bit bigger than most.
And is that what's causing these streaks of light that people are seeing?
I would think that's the case. The meteors burning up in the Earth's atmosphere are causing the bright lights.
Will they actually reach the surface of the Earth? Is there anything we should be worried about tonight?
No, not really. Every once in a while, a piece of these space rocks will make it through the atmosphere and reach the Earth's crust. But most of these meteorites are pretty small and tough to distinguish from other rocks. Of course, there is a theory that an asteroid hitting the Earth caused the end of the dinosaurs, but I think we would see something that big coming.
So you're not predicting the end of the world as we know it, Professor?
No. I'm sure it's nothing like that. I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Well, we hope that will put folks at ease tonight. Thanks, Professor Pete Peterson, for speaking with us.
Not a problem.
We've been speaking with Professor Peterson. We now return you to tonight's special Pledge Night folk music program.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a report from our MTPR newsroom. Montanans are reporting to authorities that they're seeing a large object flying at great speed across the autumn sky. Officials at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls have scrambled jets to find out what that object might be. We'll keep you informed if any updates become available. Now, back to our music program. We come on the air with another news update. Officials at Montana Tech in Butte are reporting a major disturbance showing up on the school's seismograph station. About 10 minutes ago, the device that registers earthquakes showed a minor quake centered near Missoula. Reports from near Washington Grizzly Stadium indicate something has crashed on Mount Sentinel near the M. Air traffic control from the Missoula airport is reporting they have not lost contact with any aircraft in the area. Some witnesses are saying it might be a meteorite. Our reporter Sandy Wells, along with the university's Professor Peterson, are heading up the M trail to the crash site. We'll be back as soon as they contact us from the scene. Until then, we rejoin our folk music program. We go now to our MTPR reporter, Sandy Wells, on location on Mount Sentinel.
Am I on? Oh, I'm on. This is Sandy Wells, live near the M in Missoula. A sizable object has crashed into the mountain just east of the university campus. Let me try to paint a picture of what the scene looks like. Local police and emergency personnel have carried out bright lights that are illuminating the entire area. There's a giant gouge in the white concrete M on the side of the mountain. Part of a large, dark, disc-shaped object is jutting out of the ground. Professor Peterson joined me for the trek up the trail. Professor, what do you think the object is?
Well, I'm not sure what to think. It's definitely not a meteorite. I've never seen anything like it. The body of the object is smooth and long, nearly 75 yards long, as close as I can guess. And there seems to be heat emanating from the object as well. It must have gotten very hot as it came through the atmosphere.
Well, it must have, and there are a number of people who have been up here trying to get close to this object. Of course, police are trying to keep them away. University student Joe Douglas was on his way up the trail on Mount Sentinel when he actually saw the object crash. Mr. Douglas, can you tell me what you saw?
Well, I was watching
You don't have to yell.
Oh, sorry. Like I was saying, I was watching the football game, and it was like, kind of like, you know, boring. And I saw this, like, what do you call it, full moon. So I picked up my really sweet public radio tote bag and decided to walk to the M. I wasn't really looking up until things got really, really bright, and I saw this, like, big burning light bearing down on the mountain. It seemed to be coming, like, right at me, like, really fast. And when it hit, it knocked me off balance, and I went rolling down one of the switchbacks. Awesome. After the ground stopped shaking and I stopped rolling, I called 911 and walked up here to see if I could help.
All right. Thanks for giving us your firsthand account.
Yeah, sure. Hey, did you just hear something, dude?
Thank you, Mr. Douglas. Wait, there is something. It's some kind of noise. Can you hear it? Let me get a bit closer here. Right. It's a loud humming sound, and it seems to be coming from the object. Professor Peterson, do you have any idea what the sound might be?
None at all. It might be that the object is starting to cool down, and the uneven cooling is causing the object to contract. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, what's that? Something is happening to the object. Something's moving. The end of it is sticking in the air. It's twisting or opening. The whole end is now open. Professor, can you see anything inside?
No, nothing. Just darkness. This is the most peculiar thing I've ever seen. Wait, I see two lights.
Those aren't lights. They seem to be blinking, and they're moving out the end of the object. I see it now. It's a face. A huge globular face with saliva dripping from a V-shaped mouth. Below the giant head is a skinny body, and the arms and legs look like sticks you would use for kindling for a campfire. My God, it's grotesque. Okay, people are beginning to back away now, keeping their distance, not sure what to make of this thing. Oh, someone's shooting at the creature. Hold on. All right. One of the policemen at the scene took a single shot in the direction of the object. The shot chased the creature, or whatever it is, back into the object and us further away from the scene. For the moment, we appear to be safe. Wait, there's more movement. Something else is coming out of the darkness. It appears to be some sort of a mirror, a cone-shaped mirror, and there's a light. Oh, something's reflecting off the mirror, and there's fire! Some of the people standing around are being burned. Now the mountain's on fire. Something metal is rising up out of the object. It looks like giant metal legs, three of them, like some sort of machine the creature's in. It's standing up and it's shooting fire down into the valley below. And now there's smoke, thick smoke. I'm having trouble breathing. We've got to get down.
You're listening to coverage from the crash scene on Mount Sentinel near Missoula. We've lost connection with our reporter on the scene. Until we can get that connection restored, we'll give you other updates from around the area. This in from the astronomers at the Blue Mountain Observatory near Missoula. They're reporting more explosions are occurring at regular intervals on the surface of the planet Mars. Fire and destruction are being reported all over western Montana. Again, a reminder to our listeners, no matter what happens, there still is no parking at the stadium or on campus. Vehicles and alien spacecraft will be ticketed and towed. In other news, multiple flying objects are reported streaking over Flathead Lake and through the Mission Mountains between Polson and Kalispell. Dylan is reporting a crash near the center of town. Helena, Great Falls, and Billings are also reporting some sort of spacecraft and attack ships hovering over the town with a fire ray torching many of the city's buildings. Fires burn out of control in Uptown Butte as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry to announce that the charred remains of our MTPR reporter Sandy Wells have been identified at a local hospital. The coroner did say she was speaking rapidly and reporting all the way until the end. The light ray from Mount Sentinel and a resulting smoky, poisonous cloud have also claimed the lives of many at the football game just below the mountain. Elsewhere, the social media sites, Twitter and Facebook, are lighting up with similar stories from around the country and around the world. We take you now to a live report from the commander of the State Guard. Here is General Jeremiah Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have grave news to report. An unprovoked attack has happened in many parts of our state, as well as many other parts of our country and around the world. This apparently is the work of an invasion force from the planet Mars. Many people have lost their lives trying to fight this horde from outer space, so far with little success. The men and women of the armed forces will continue to work with the survivors of the government in trying to find a plan to fight these enemy combatants in the best of our ability. Thank you.
Pilot to captain, that should be viewed up over the ridge. Stay on target. Stay on target. Stay low. Hopefully they won't see us coming through the mountains. There they are. There must be a dozen of them. Target the lead spaceship. Let's try and bring it down. Targeting. I've got missile. Fire at will. Missiles away. 200 yards. 100 yards. 50 yards. What happened? Nothing. Nothing. It had no effect at all. Our missiles just bounced right off. We've been hit by a bright light. We're heading into smoke. It's as thick as a forest fire. Can you pull up? Losing control. Heading in, trying to land one of the ships. Can't make it. We're going into the purple pit.
As I sit down to tell this story, my story, the story of a professor and what started out as a normal October evening in western Montana, I think of all the destruction I found when I came out of my hiding place at the base of Mount Sentinel. The football stadium was gone, just a lone, charred goalpost left standing. Main hall sliced in two, looking like it had been made of toy bricks. I decided to make my way, the best way I knew, to the state capital to see if anyone or anything had survived. I needed to see if our state was still a state. For days, or maybe weeks, I traveled by foot, mostly in the dark of night, following the Clark Fork River to what used to be Garrison Junction. At times, I could see the giant invading spaceships in the skies over Montana. More than once, I had to hide out in a culvert or an old abandoned homesteader shack to avoid the tripod attack vessels. The monsters were going house to house at times, looking for survivors, not to kill, but to round them up like a Montana cattle drive. They dropped down into our rivers and streams to scoop up gallons and gallons of our fresh, clean water. I followed along the old highway, passing a few unscathed beaver slides. It was so quiet. No wind, no birds, nothing. Quieter than even Lewis and Clark had experienced, perhaps. Heading up into the mountains, I crossed over McDonald Pass. The first dusting of snow had arrived to make my trek even more treacherous. Near what used to be Frontier Town, I had a feeling that I was being watched.
Stop.
It was a man. A man. A scraggly old man with wild silver hair, a thin frame, and unshaven beard. He wore a dark hooded sweatshirt and a camouflage vest. When he surprised me by jumping out from behind a giant pine tree, he was carrying a giant hunting knife in his hand and a semi-automatic rifle on his shoulder.
Stop, I said. Who are you?
I'm just, does it matter? I'm looking for people. I've come from Missoula, and
Missoula.
I need a drink.
Missoula. That's where all this started. Started and ended. Hey, this is my land, all the way from this side of the pass down to the valley.
Your land?
Yep. And there's only enough room for one. Only enough food for one, too. You need to move on.
And what are you doing on your land?
Surviving. Trying to keep what's mine. Trying to stay out of sight of the invaders. I've been able to blow up a couple of them tripod machines with bombs I've made. I survived this long and I don't mean to be taken. That's what they're doing, you know. Creatures are taking people and keeping them in their mother ships, just like I predicted in my manifesto.
And what possible reason would they have for keeping humans alive?
For food. I'm sure they're going to breed us in captivity and feed on us like beef or pork, the other white meat. They saw our planet as nothing more than a buffet. That's it for mankind. These monsters have destroyed the greatest nation on Earth. And the greatest state in the Union, the Big Sky Country.
Still, the smoke is there.
The Big Sky Country, the last best place, back roads, where a river runs through it. Did you hear something?
It's just a hawk. A hawk? The first animal I've seen in weeks. Do you think there are more human beings alive?
Maybe. Maybe not. If the Martians don't take us now, winter will probably take us soon. It's already getting colder. If you have any food or fuel, I'd take you on here. Maybe we can hide out here in the forest, live in the snow caves and stay alive, just the two of us. We'll have to scare off everyone else and make sure it's just us.
Oh, I don't think so, stranger. So long. I continued down the pass until I came to Helena. I walked through the gulch, hiding out in burned out buildings when I heard something. Saw something overhead. It was an eagle, gliding on the morning thermals. It had a piece of dark flesh in its talons where a salmon might have been in another life. I continued up toward the state capitol and hid in a building across the street. The capitol had been nearly demolished. One of the large spaceships had crashed into the copper dome. There were dozens of the tripod machines nearby. They weren't moving. There was a hum, but nothing else. I snuck across the street and crouched down near where the flowers that used to outline the state's name used to be. I was mostly in the open now, but none of the machines or the monsters inside seemed to care. I saw more eagles, maybe a dozen or more. They were pecking at the flesh of something. I moved further down the street and I saw the rotting corpse of one of the Martians draped across the giant buffalo skull statue outside of what was left of the state's historical society. Later, scientists would find that a small worm, the worm that caused whirling disease in Montana's fish population, had run amok in the Martians' immune systems. A small, innocuous creature took down what man could not. As I sit now in my office looking out over the river, things are getting back to normal. A couple of people fly fishing are in search of an elusive rainbow trout. A young couple float on the river in inner tubes with a cooler of beer. Even folks with their public radio tote bags make the trek up to Mount Sentinel, where a makeshift M stands as a memorial that Montana and the world have survived. Thank you for listening to our special night of the War of the Worlds, the original and our Montana version. Here's the cast of our own version of War of the Worlds. I am Terry Conrad, your announcer, and Professor Peterson, and just barely making it. And pledge host number one,
Annie Gard.
And pledge host number two,
William Marcus.
Newsacre,
John Twiggs.
Sandy Wells.
Anna Rao.
Joe Douglas.
Gus Chambers, dude!
Pilot.
Saxon Holbrook.
Co-pilot.
Ray Fanning.
And the stranger.
Michael Marceau.
Audio engineer is Bethan Ostein. Engineering support from Tim Martin, Ivy Wells, Danny Choltreve, and our director, Ray Eckness.
Yeah, Ray!
So on this Halloween Eve, we hope you didn't feel tricked and enjoyed our live radio treat. On behalf of our cast and the staff of Montana Public Radio, Happy Halloween!